good day.
I love you so much.
La, la, la. The winner is 13, 19, 35, 47, 57. Sounds like the dimensions of an alligator. Now, the winning Powerball number, 13, 19, 35, 47, 57, and 29. Let's see, what numbers do I have?
See if you're even close. Were you in the ballpark?
I have 7, 9, 11, 33, 37, and 10.
You're just a few numbers off.
I am a
few numbers off. Like every single
one. Yeah. So did they have a winner?
It was
up to $75 million, Powerball. $75 million.
That's a lot of change.
It's a lot of money. Imagine. Okay, yeah, but you know what? I have lots of people listening. If all of you just want to send a dollar to Jennifer and me, it'd be okay. We might have
Yes, especially because I had to get my car washed through one of those automatic things.
Right.
And I had to dig for quarters.
Quarters, please. Send us your dollars in quarters. Or maybe what we could do is use those new presidential coins that are sitting in that warehouse. Has anybody done anything about that?
Do you want to know what is hysterical about that? I'm so glad you said it because I laughed out loud this
week. Ladies and gentlemen, Jennifer Horn here on Good Day. You laughed out loud because?
I have $100 worth of those. And I didn't even know.
Where'd you get them?
At Christmas, my grandpa sent me $100, four rolls of these coins. Yeah. And I have Abraham Lincoln, by the way.
Abe Lincoln. That's a
but
good
it's
one.
Funny that we did the whole story, and I didn't even know what I had.
Uh-huh.
I have them. So
there
I can
are.
Send you a picture if you'd like to see.
I'd love pictures of you, Jennifer. Whatever you can send me is fine and dandy. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, here on the Good Day program, it's time for us to have today's edition of Synthetic Hysteria.
Ta-da.
You know what synthetic hysteria is, right?
Yes.
Would you like to explain to everybody why we have started using this term synthetic hysteria?
It's hysteria and drama that is made up by the news media, your Aunt Martha, anybody where it's not really something that you really need to be worried about.
Right. And the idea of worrying, just because you like to worry, that's fine. But don't suck everybody else into whatever your own thing is.
Yeah, worrying's my hobby, so I understand.
All right, well, we want to, for those who need to be worrying, Jennifer, this probably isn't going to affect you. There is a new hurricane.
Yes, I know.
Her name is Katia.
I like it.
K-A-T-I-A. Strengthened into a hurricane yesterday. And then there's
another one
of activity that could become a hurricane later this week. Katia has sustained winds of 75 miles an hour. Let's see here.
Are we all going to die again?
Apparently, yes. It's headed toward Miami. It may be headed toward Cuba. It may be headed for other places in the Caribbean. It could be headed. You know that John Belushi line that you played from Animal House earlier, blaming whoever it was that line? It's this thing. It's that thing.
Right.
It's my mother-in-law.
It wasn't my fault.
My nose. It wasn't my fault.
God.
Right. Anyway, so the hurricane season is big time in full force, blasting away, and you could be the next victim. Watch your local news station and find out if it's going to get you. You could get it. You could die.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Or else.
Have we heard about Jose?
Jose went away.
Okay, so we're good.
How long do you think it is before they actually have big-voiced announcers on the news stations go, stay tuned?
Yes,
or
related
else.
News. Yeah. What is the related news? The Farmer's Almanac meets the future.
It does?
Farmer's Almanac is predicting not only what the weather will be next year, but for the next 4 or 5 years. The next 10 years. The next 50 years. It's over. It's done.
Now,
bring us.
Did they ever write, by the way, since you are a farmer?
Exactly.
They have
had a couple of off years.
No, they haven't been doing well at all. Their forecast for the Northeast this year was for cool, dry weather. Hello.
Maybe next year.
Yeah, maybe they're a year ahead of time. All right, so There are a number of things that are a part of this discussion. Ron Paul, as you know, has made a big deal out of FEMA and the other. What I like about him is he's looking at all these agencies and seeing where the duplication is or telling people where the duplication is.
And he was there for the first hurricane, I think.
Well, that's not nice. Referencing his age.
I like Ron Paul.
Careful. Well, Ron Paul is the only one who's really saying it like it is. The rest of them all want to cover their butts and say what people they think want to hear. People want to hear that their fears, scratch fears, their concerns about the government and duplication, the things that they're learning are accurate and appropriate, and they are. Duplication, the things that FEMA does before 1979, when FEMA was established, are done by other government agencies and are still done. The old agencies still do what they did before. And then there's FEMA that has not only, it was first envisioned as being around to help in catastrophic circumstances where there was no other bureau to help. Now they've stretched out their tentacles, so they're into everything. I mean, look, FEMA's if there's an overflow of a river in your backyard, FEMA's right there. Can we give you a trailer? How about $100,000 to help you rebuild your house on the creek or whatever it is? And the budget there is like everything else. It's $2 billion in the hole because they give all these people money. The insurance companies won't give you an insurance policy, but the United States of America will help you rebuild your house so the next time there's a hurricane, you get blown away again or any kind of natural disaster. Does that make any sense to anybody?
No.
I can't even get power on here.
Still no
Still.
Power?
Well, they were here all night.
Oh.
And I've not heard from Edgar yet what the outcome was. But they're like, they ought to be a government agency.
That good, huh?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, that good. Okay, in a moment. The most dangerous hurricane preparedness myths.
Ooh.
Things you've been told that are shocking and not true. About hurricanes. You ready for that? Can you handle it?
I think so.
All right. Stay
I'm
tuned.
Scared.
I want you to be scared, Richie. On the edge of your ball.
That's right.
Were. If you are into the male persuasion, and most men are, and most women are, as it turns out, yes, there are problems, this and other. Maybe I could create some artificial synthetic hysteria around this. What do you think? You're all going to die. Prostate's a problem. Prostate, the older you get, the prostate is a problem if you've not addressed it during your normal growing years. Rich is still a growing boy.
I am.
In his 40s. It's incredible the number of people who wait until they feel like there's a sign of a problem and then they get their prostate checked out. Not exactly the smartest thing to do. As you get into your 40s, the first thing you ought to do is get a prostate checkup. And again, not waiting for an emergency is smart. Important to take care of your prostate. Your prostate affects urine flow and sleeping habits. So if you want to get a good night's sleep starting right away, my remedy is to call 800-716-6520 and get the Master Prostate Formula. They're giving away a million bottles of this stuff at Great American Products. A million, well, they had a million when they started. They don't have a million now. But you can still get yours free with 12 key ingredients that will promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest, and help keep your prostate healthy so you won't have the problems when you get a little bit older. Get your free bottle of Master Prostate right away by calling 800-716-6520. You pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. Take my word for it. Master Prostate will work for you. You have nothing to lose except those frequent trips to the bathroom. 800-716-6520. This is a compelling offer, a very compelling message, I think. So if you're tired of getting up to go, if you will, help yourself to 800-716-6520.
Guys, now's the time to build your wardrobe at Macy's. Buy one, get one free. Suits from Michael Kors, Kenneth Cole, Tommy Hilfiger, and more. Buy one, get one free. Dress shirts and neckwear from Kenneth Cole Reaction, Jeffrey Bean, Michael Kors, and more. buy one, get one free. Casual and dress pants from Haggen, Perry Ellis Portfolio, and Kenneth Cole Reaction. Buy one, get one during Macy's Labor Day Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Free item must be of equal or lesser value. Exclusions apply.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct. Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh. True.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear...
You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big.
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
Hey, Mom! The X key is missing. That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
Hurry into the PetSmart Labor Day Sale. You'll save up to 50% on hundreds of items when you use your PetPerks card. Save $3 on select varieties of Nutro Natural Choice dog food in 35-pound bags, providing precise, superior nutrition with natural sources of glucosamine and chondroitin for healthy joints. Don't miss these great Labor Day deals from Nutro and more. Going on now at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid through September 18th.
There's nothing like a ghost story around the campfire, and I've got one that's not for the faint of heart. Once there was a camper who did not insure his RV with Geico. He didn't listen when fellow campers told him how much money Geico saved them by insuring their campers, trailers and pop-ups, or how he could save even more with a multi-policy discount. The camper paid dearly for his mistake. He paid out the nose, poor chap. Well, good luck getting to sleep after that doozy of a tale.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Evacuations, horror stories, things that can scare you. Wow, have we got them. We're ready. We're able. And plus the five things that you've been told to do to prepare for a storm that are incorrectamundo. All right? You all ready for that?
Yeah.
Ready.
All right, we'll get them to you in a moment because it's 21 after now.
No, it's not. It's 20 after.
Oh.
You can keep talking.
I know Merry what Christmas. I'm getting, Dougie, for Christmas.
More time.
All I want for Christmas is my two friend. Yeah. But if I start these, there are more than I can fit in a minute here, Rich.
So that would be true.
I shan't do that because it would be bad. It would be bad for business to not be able to complete these things. You know how I am about completing. Matter of
you
fact,
finish
probably,
what you start.
Right. I think we can get them in the next couple of minutes. Meanwhile, I'm watching the random tweets here at DougStephan.com. Mm-hmm. Here's one from Shelby who says, I'm so thankful I have a home and a bed and someone else's Netflix password.
Oh, nice. That's a good day.
How's that work? It's 20. Now, Richie, it's 21
now,
after.
It's 21 past
now
the hour.
It's 21 past the hour.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Brian here. Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the Safety Net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit safetynetsavings.com. That's safetynetsavings.com. Visit safetynetsavings.com today.
Irene turned out to be not as bad as we originally thought, which is good news. It was actually downgraded to a tropical storm. See, how sad is that? Even our hurricanes are being downgraded now. Apparently, it must owe money to the Chinese, too. I guess they're down. It was still pretty bad. In fact, over 6 million people were evacuated from New Jersey. And today, 3 of them went back. Yeah, 3 of them. Everything was closed in New York City. Broadway was closed. Even the subway was closed. The subways.
Wow.
I mean, New Yorkers had nowhere to go to the bathroom. They were stunned.
There he is, Mr. Leno from North Andover, Massachusetts. Used to work at the car dealership down the road here. Knows his way around a joke pretty well, don't you think?
Mercedes mechanic, right?
Was. Worked on BMWs and Mercedes. Good for you, Richie. Yep, and he's always had a love of cars, got a big car collection. Somebody said it was like 300.
Oh, yeah, it's huge.
It's huge.
24 after the hour, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen now with the 5 myths. Shocking information. Shocking. Which you need to make it through your day. Okay, myth number one.
Here we go.
I'm hoping I'm going to pronounce this correctly. Myth number one. Masking tape, duct tape, or window film prevents damage.
Oh, yeah. Why did we need duct tape? Because of nuclear attack or something? Remember that?
Placing tape on a glass is a waste of time. Masking tape does not protect windows from windborne debris. Some believe tape or film may help keep broken glass shards from dispersing. This is wrong. When high winds or projectiles hit windows, masking tape can and has caused large segments of glass to blow into homes, causing injury to those in its path.
Yeah.
Also, taping windows wastes precious time that could be used for more effective storm preparation, never mind how much of a mess tape is to clean up.
And precious tape. But remind me again, why were we going to all tape our doors? Do you remember that hysteria?
A couple
of
years ago when they were talking about it? Yeah.
They had a lot of extra tape.
No.
Was
there was some terrorist threat that made us all think we had
exactly.
Duct tape our house.
Yeah. Exactly. Duct tape up your house because it'll keep the terrorists out. All right, myth number two.
Okay.
Light candles if the power goes out.
Ooh, not a good idea.
Never use candles or any gas or oil lanterns during a storm. They increase the risk of a fire. If a fire starts in your home during a storm, firefighters may not be able to respond. Use flashlights or battery-powered lanterns. Myth number three, crack or open windows to allow wind pressure inside the house to equalize the pressure outside. Fact, opening windows simply allows the wind, debris, and rain to come into your house.
Really?
It's a myth that has perpetrated because of the way buildings appear to fail in high winds. Today, experts and wind scientists agree most important thing to do is keep all windows and doors closed to prevent the wind from entering and causing internal pressurization. Myth number four, protect only windows and doors facing the ocean. Fact, wind can come from any direction or angle and may change direction quickly. Don't play the prediction game. Instead, use approved panels or shutters. Impact-resistant windows, shutters, and doors ought to have a proof of compliance identification sticker imprinted into the product. Make sure your shutters are working properly. And myth number five, Richie.
Yeah.
Sandbags can prevent water from entering your home.
They can't? They
fact,
don't.
Sandbags may channel or direct water away from a home, but only
yes.
if they are properly filled, placed, and maintained. Fill sandbags only half full. Tap into place the, you have to have like three layers is enough. For more hurricane information,
and
stay tuned
to
your local
bags so that the sand gets wet inside.
Right. Very good. All right, now we have calmed down. Everybody is calm.
Hey, can I give you one tip?
Down.
Also,
relax. Mm-hmm.
Don't put your generators inside your house, please.
Oh, my God. Who would
We've
be dumb enough to do that?
Six people die in this area
no.
because they had their generators in their garage.
The fumes are in there.
Too close to the house.
Right.
Oh, that's so sad.
Crazy. All right, now you can calm down. Put your fears aside.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Dinosaur digs aren't just for students or professionals. In fact, there are actually hands-on programs around the country where entire families can set out to hunt for ancient fossils. You Dig Fossils is a private quarry in Utah that's a great place for beginners. No special tools are required. You use a standard hammer to chip the limestone shale and search for those fossils. For a more educational experience, look for a program that's led by a pro. In Two Medicine Dinosaur Center in Montana, they've got everything from three-hour fossil recognition courses to expert-led field collecting to fully immersive 10-day programs. The Children's Museum of Indianapolis runs family digs at the Ruth Mason Quarry in Faith, South Dakota, through their Dinosphere program. And fossils found on the surface can typically be brought home, but in some cases, what you find might actually end up at the museum. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the Travel Detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. You know, we talk daily about all the crazy stuff going on. Concerns with the economy, job loss, natural disasters. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for you and your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dried meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Company entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. Also, for a limited time, go to WiseFoodStorage.com and enter promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com, promo code Lewis, and don't forget to request a free sample. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
With the home of the winners, Jennifer Horn is a winner.
Winning.
Mitch McFadden is a winner.
Oh, yeah, definitely winning.
You're a winner.
Get the concept, winning.
Yep, get the concept, Richie. Next week here on this program, we're going to spend a lot of time focused on the future, what we have learned about the events of September 11th, how it has impacted us, and what has, I guess, the climate become for you. We have some very interesting people, including this young fellow who started, was he 13, I think, Richie? The fellow who started the organization. He was 5 years old. No, he would have been three at the time. He was the symbol.
No, then he's 15 now because he was 5 years old.
He was five then? Right. Yeah. And anyway, I don't want to give away a lot of the stuff. In doing some of the research for the interviews that I'm going to be doing, I've come across some pretty startling information.
Mm-hmm.
The costs associated with what happened on September 11th. The human costs, the economic costs, and they are breathtaking. We know about the people, the lives that were lost, et cetera, whether it be directly on the date or the ensuing involvements that we've had in Afghanistan and Iraq. That's sort of the past. But I do want, I mean, I think this is important in terms of our infrastructure. What has, you know, we talk about the battle, and I keep saying, I'm not trying to be a wise guy, but every single day the terrorists are winning. They have since mm-hmm. September 11th. They've
changed our way of life.
They have changed our way of life. So here's just these are just numbers. The four commercial jet airliners, $418 million. All right? And that is the least amount in terms of dollars of damage done to a company or corporation. The World Trade Center buildings, a complete loss. The insurance companies paid out $22 billion.
Wow.
Dollars. $22 billion.
And I'm pretty sure they didn't plan for that.
No.
It cost you and me, the taxpayers of America, $5 billion to repair the Pentagon. $5 billion. It has cost $20 billion to take care of the victims' families and first responders. again, taxpayers paid out $20 billion. So the taxpayer cost already is $25 billion. Another $15 billion in productivity loss due to the disruption of transportation. The city of New York and the federal, the city, the state, and the federal governments spent $40 billion to clean up the mess. Mm. Mm. $40 billion. So the buildings themselves, $22 billion, 40-some-odd billion to clean up the mess, $20 billion for the care of the families. The insurance companies paid out an additional $20 billion for damage done to other buildings that were in the area. So put a piece of paper in front of you and grab a pencil, and you do the addition.
So
$22 billion, the value of the buildings, $5 billion to fix the Pentagon, that's 27. 20 to care for the families and first responders. That puts us at 47, right? Insurance losses, another $20 billion. That's 67. $15 billion in productivity. That makes it 82. And 40-some-odd billion to clean up the mess. That's $125 billion.
Here's the question.
That day cost America $125 billion. Wow. Never mind the 6,400 soldiers, which is the most important loss, but that is
but is it a good thing that that money got into the economy and spurred?
How can that be a good thing?
Broken windows theory.
I don't know. I don't think so.
You mean did it stimulate our economy by having to...
Did that money...
No.
Help construction companies get started bigger. I mean, trying to find an upside to something
okay.
so horrible.
So that's a good question.
You know,
my read would be no. I think you ought to put that number on Facebook, Jennifer.
$125 billion was spent. Somebody had to benefit from it.
Well, sure there were. A lot of people who benefited. The people who were the construction companies at the Pentagon, yep, they would.
Right.
Yep.
That's the thing. It's not helping Joe's construction. It's helping all these people
the unions,
that are already
and you know
helped.
What the stories were, the corruption, the unions, and... Yeah, Halliburton, the people that were connected to the mayor of New York at the time, the construction companies, there were no bid contracts let. There was a lot of money made by those people in New York and New Jersey. No question about that, Richie. But the toll of $125 billion.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys weren't in uniform, looked like regular big-nosed, dark-skinned guys in the Middle East. So, do we need to think about that and think about what we're doing, spending $700 billion to build more and bigger weapons of mass destruction? There were 19 guys who did this. 19 guys cost us $125 billion. Anyway, that's what I found in nosing around. That's not what we're going to talk about next week. I just thought, as I came across these numbers, you would be interested. It's compelling stuff when you really get right down to it. Pretty compelling stuff. And it's just so sad. That's more of it than anything else. Okay, let me just take a deep breath. Move myself to a different plane, if you will. Yesterday, we had a poll at DougStephan.com. The question concerned a story that actually we had at DougStephan.com about something the state of Florida is doing, or actually is the state of Florida is facing, a number, Richie, of class action lawsuits because of thousands and thousands of illegal traffic tickets that have been given to motorists. Apparently the state police... state troopers in Florida and the sheriff. I've always maintained Florida and Texas, the most over-policed states in the country. They got police falling all over each other. Jurisdictional stuff, they're always arguing about whether the sheriff has jurisdiction, the local cops have jurisdiction, the state troopers have jurisdiction. It's foolishness. It's another example of we being becoming compliant. Oh, we got to have more police protection. Well, these idiots apparently now have not enough to do. So what they're doing is they sit on the side of the road. There are police that have radar, and then there's another police car waiting over the hill to see if you flash your lights to warn of the oncoming radar.
Which I do.
Of course, I do it all the time. Absolutely.
I haven't seen people do that in a long time.
That's another good Facebook question, too, Jennifer.
Do you flash your lights?
Do you flash your lights when you see speed traps? By the way, there is absolutely nothing illegal about that.
Yeah, what's the charge?
Yeah, well, they've come up with these charges.
Aiding and abetting.
So the poll yesterday, well, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, when you get right down to it, this is something that is so ridiculous. It's so frustrating to see these things and the reality or lack the lack of reality, I guess, much anything else, that penetrates law enforcement. And if you're a police officer, you get upset with me. I don't like police. These people call all the time. Stefan doesn't like the police. I don't like the police doing stuff like this. So, anyway, I'm looking at the news reports. The story was of a guy named Eric Campbell, who started all this, cited for warning other motorists of hidden speed traps. There is no law against it at all.
That's not a law.
The officer who ticketed Mr. Campbell used Florida State Statute 316.2397, even though the courts ruled that the police were wrongfully applying the law to crack down on vehicle together, I guess they call it the Communication Something or Other Act of 2005.
Hmm.
So Mr. Campbell has sued the state, and apparently a bunch of other people are joining this. He got a $100 ticket. He wants the money back plus $15,000 in damages, and it looks like he's going to get it. Not only that, 10,429 drivers in Florida who have been cited for flashing their lights are on the case as well. So the state of Florida is facing $1 million in ticket refunds, plus $156 million in payment if every driver is awarded the $15,000 they're seeking.
That's awesome.
Wow.
What a bunch of moronies. And by the way, this is an ongoing case, and they're still giving out these tickets. Still giving them out. Can you believe it?
You would think they'd put a hold on it.
You would, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
they had
LA
any
did.
Brains.
Sure.
Here's it.
You see the story, Richie?
Yeah, I see that story, but here's
story
another one
where
apparently a jogger was warning motorists of a speed trap, and they ticketed him.
Yeah.
Did he have a sandwich board on his chest or something?
No wonder people do not have any respect for the police. They pull these stupid stunts like this. They're waiting. The police are waiting with radar, and there's another policeman waiting around the corner on your side of the street to see if you're warning motorists of the impending doom that awaits you. Our poll yesterday, do you flash your lights to warn other drivers about speed traps? Let's see, 42% said no, people who speed deserve what they get.
Really? Yeah.
33% said sometimes. 19% of you said yes all the time, that's Richie and me. 6% said only once, I'm certain I make sure I'm out of sight of the police car. I think about that when I'm warning, is there a policeman around somewhere who's going to try to get me? But I have I didn't realize this was going on, and I didn't realize that this was illegal. It was illegal to give tickets to people for warning other people about the speed traps. But again,
Now I'm going to go stand next to the officer who is looking for people to flash their headlights and hold a sign up.
Yeah.
There you go, Richie.
Isn't it? But this is the stuff.
That's hysterical.
Here's somebody named Pierre who said, if police really wanted to have people driving safely, how come they don't mostly camp out on dangerous bends or when conditions are bad, give out speeding tickets then? They show no differentiation between a person speeding on an empty, straight, multi-lane highway and a person speeding and tailgating somebody on a rainy day.
Because they cannot.
Uh-huh.
They cannot.
Common sense would predicate that they could, Richie.
Well, at the end of the curves, they can.
Yeah. It is just, it is.
They don't have enough distance to see you coming if you just fly around a curve.
Here's Chava, who says, none of this surprises me. Police will make up a charge to arrest you or ticket you when there is nothing that applies. How can they justly ticket someone for flashing lights when there is no damn law against it? You know what this does? There's a breakdown, and in a country like this where we all agree there needs to be order, there needs to be law, there needs to be justice, but when it goes overboard because we have too many police who are untrained, we need better police, better trained police, we need to pay them more, and we need fewer of them.
Don't you think it starts at the top, though?
Oh, I mean, of course
it does. Most of the police are just following orders.
They're doing what they're told, exactly.
Yeah.
Right. There are too many people who have moved up the ladder, if you will, moved up in the system, who may have been former military, and, you know, they get their, I hesitate to get too carried away with this, because somebody says, you don't like the military. No, it's not what I'm saying at all. But we all know the type that gets carried away with authority, and that's what this is all about. That's really what this is all about, period, plain and simply. It's 12 before the hour on Good Day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
If it's hard to stop or you hear squealing or grinding noises during braking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll find the brake parts you need from trusted brands like Brake Best, Brake Best Select, and Wagner Thermo Quiet. In stock and at everyday low prices. Play it safe with brake parts from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Guys, now's the time to build your wardrobe at Macy's. Buy one, get one free. Suits from Michael Kors, Kenneth Cole, Tommy Hilfiger, and more. Buy one, get one free. Dress shirts and neckwear from Kenneth Cole Reaction, Jeffrey Beam, Michael Kors, and more. Buy one, get one free. Casual and dress pants from Haggar, Perry Ellis Portfolio, and Kenneth Cole Reaction. Buy one, get one during Macy's Labor Day Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Free item must be of equal or lesser value. Exclusions apply.
Want fast fall beauty tips? Editor-in-chief of BeautyBlitz.com, Polly Blitzer, has the scoop for putting your best fall face forward without spending a fortune.
Nothing makes you look more beautiful or feel more confident than a bright white smile.
How to get it? Blitzer recommends Crest 3D White Vivid Toothpaste, the award-winning brand.
It features a patented dual-action silicon system that helps to gently polish away surface stains and provides up to 80% of surface stain removal in just 14 days. For professional-level whitening at home, I always say try Crest 3D White Professional Effects White Strip.
Other quick tips?
Grab a good red lipstick with a blue undertone, which will help to make your skin tone look great, and it'll make your smile really pop. And then also bold eyeliners and even metallic eyeshadows are really hot for fall. But don't do it all at once. Pick which feature you want to highlight, and then just run with it and have a great, gorgeous look.
In New York, I'm Lynn Thompson.
Into the PetSmart Labor Day Sale. You'll save up to 50% on hundreds of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $3 on select varieties of Nutro Natural Choice dog food in 35-pound bags, providing precise, superior nutrition with natural sources of glucosamine and chondroitin for healthy joints. Don't miss these great Labor Day deals from Nutro and more. Going on now at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid through September 18th.
Richie went out for pumpkin beer last night.
Pumpkin ale.
He's a punk today.
So good.
51 after on Good Day.
So good.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop.
Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Hi, it's MZ with an important message for you. Longevity vitamin supplements work. Listen to Alex Jones.
6 months ago, Michael Zwirling, who's the owner of a few stations we're on out in California, big stations, said, look, Ted, believe me, this stuff's real. Try these vitamins. They're in the liquid form. They're the type you actually absorb. There's over 90 of them. Try it. Ted had a knee so bad he's about to have surgery. He took this cartilage supplement they've got, gone. Now, when you drink the Tangy Tangerine, this isn't like your normal vitamin thing where it just tastes like little sweet sugar. But, I mean, it's powerful. You can taste the vitamins. You can taste all the flavors. You can taste the, things you've never tasted before. And I studied history. I've looked at it. I think these are the best supplements out there, bar none. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Remember that web address. To buy Beyond Tangy Tangerine at wholesale prices or to join our Alex Jones business team, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
My friendly pose I'm striking, Richie.
Strike the pose.
Strike the pose. Lots of things going on. Better living. Technology to focus. The technology tailor is here. Would you like to learn 16 tricks?
Yeah.
To get the most out of your iPhone?
Yeah, that's cool.
And all kinds of tips helping people out through this hour of Good Day. And this is no exception. Alex Goldfain, the technology tailor, will help you become an iPhone power user. Up next here on Good Day.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I meant to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
The New York Times recently ran a helpful article headlined 16 Shortcuts to Take Your iPhone Use to the Next Level. Here are some of my favorites. You can double-press the home button at any time, even when the phone is locked, to access your iPod music controls. This is much faster than unlocking the phone, going to the iPhone app, and changing songs. Now, if you swipe the home screen to the right, you get a shortcut to a search bar for the phone, or the internet. It's very convenient. If you are emailed photos or you like a picture while browsing the internet, press and hold the photo and you'll get an option to save it to your phone's permanent camera roll. Otherwise, the photos go away when the email goes away. You can quickly erase something by shaking the phone when you're typing something. And finally, if your phone is acting slow or problematic, you can restart it by holding the power button and the home button at the same time until the Apple logo appears and the phone will reset itself. Who knew? I'm Alex Goldfein.
Guys, now's the time to build your wardrobe at Macy's. Buy one, get one free. Suits from Michael Kors, Kenneth Cole, Tommy Hilfiger, and more. Buy one, get one free. Dress shirts and neckwear from Kenneth Cole Reaction, Jeffrey Beam, Michael Kors, and more. Buy one, get one free. Casual and dress pants from Haggen, Perry Ellis Portfolio, and Kenneth Cole Reaction. Buy one, get one during Macy's Labor Day Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Free item must be of equal or lesser value. Exclusions apply.
We were talking earlier about these speed traps and driving, etc. You may think you're a good driver, a safe driver, but how does the rest of your community, where you live, people who are around you, how do they stack up? Bobby Owens has more on the latest national rankings of where the best drivers tend to take to the road.
To find the safest roads, you've got to find the safest drivers. That's what the Allstate Insurance Company did with its 7th annual Allstate America's Best Drivers Report. Allstate's Mike Roche says the top-ranked motorists certainly drive in rarefied air.
For the second straight year, Fort Collins, Colorado took the top spot out of the 200 cities we looked at. The average Fort Collins driver has an auto collision every 14 years. That's almost 30% less likely than the 10-year national average.
Roche says the report is meant to emphasize the importance of being tolerant and attentive behind the wheel.
Human behavior is the biggest cause of accidents. It's vital we educate American drivers how to be safer by not doing distracting things like talking on your cell phone or text messaging, as well as being aware of weather conditions like rain, snow, and fog that require extra caution and slower speeds.
For more on the report and safer driving tips, log on to Allstate.com. That's Newsbreak from Allstate.
Facebook is now working on a platform that will make it easier to share your music, your movie, your video game activity with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
What's that going to do for people and their time?
Like, I want people to know when I'm playing video games.
Yeah. You know, yeah. Why would you want people to know that would be probably the question.
Well, people that play video games sitting at home on the couch by themselves want to share their experience with someone else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So instead of going over to your friend's house nowadays, mm-hmm. you each sit at home and you, this is the kids are into this, man. What's your password? What's your?
It's a sickness. It's
the Wii has a number, and
mm-hmm. you can play with somebody else.
You can play with somebody else. So like Sean and I can play with his friend and his dad.
Let's have your kids go outside and run around.
That's what I tell Sean. Go outside.
All right, on Facebook, we have a lot of overused words that we have been following.
Gosh, this blew up yesterday.
Do you flash your lights to warn others of speed traps? Mm-hmm. Got some action on that too, Jen, right?
Yes. The Ken Mullen says it's a Pope Catholic. So I think that means that he is a flasher.
Exactly. Our video. Go ahead, John.
Patrick Sanchez says 8 days a week, and William says almost always, and it's nice to get a wave of thanks from other drivers.
Right. That's a good thing. When they flash back at you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. And wasn't there one
I
other?
Flash if you flash.
What are we doing? What's the other thing we have on flash? On flashback, good Doug. Facebook?
We have the 9/11 cop and that overused phrase, which we should get to.
We will, I promise.
Not now.
Not now, however, because, golly gee, look at your watch. Look at the clock. It's 59 past.